Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of June 7th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. The theme I like for this week's astrological opportunities are listen to be touched by the unknown. We have a powerful solar eclipse new moon on Thursday, June 10th, when the sun and the moon are together with Mercury retrograde at 3:53 a.m. Pacific time at 20 degrees of Gemini. Okay, that's a mouthful. New moons happen once a month, as you know, when the sun and the moon come together in the heavens. The sun is the archetype of the hero, heroine, purposeful self, the conscious self. The moon is the archetype of the instinctive nurturer, about our deep feelings, our underneath the mind emotional knowing, our moodiness, our flow, our tidal energies, just like the moon. The power of a new moon is it's a seed point where the archetypal yang, the sun, and the archetypal yin, the moon, come together once a month to begin a new journey. So it's a very strong time of new beginnings. And an added bonus, it's a solar eclipse. That means that depending on where you're on the earth, you'll see the moon's shadow on the disk of the sun. It eclipses our usual way of thinking about who we are and our sense of who, what our identity is. Eclipses are powerful times to reset, to kind of throw the switch and say, wait, I'm not what I thought I was. The world's not what I think it is. This is because it's in Gemini, which is a powerful sign of storytelling, of options, of choices, of thinking, well, what else is possible? When planets, archetypes are connected to Gemini, we want something new, new ideas, new ways to do things. Mercury right now is retrograde, which means it appears to be going backwards in its orbit, inviting us to a time out, a reset, a redefining of our mind. And particularly the stories we tell ourselves and the old ways over and over again, like what do you keep going over on in your head? You keep repeating an old story that shelf life is dead and finished. And you're using up your beautiful brain for things that are done. You need to let go of them. So the power of this new moon solar eclipse is to say, let's start anew. Really be open and listen to new directions, new ways to think about your life. Change your mind. Change your brain. See things from a new perspective. Now, this new moon solar eclipse is also squaring Neptune in Pisces. Square means there's a 90-degree angle in the heavens. Neptune is the visionary, creative, artistic, seer, dreamer. It's in Pisces, a powerful sign of empathy and compassion and intuitiveness. So this is a powerful new moon eclipse that says you might be getting a download. You might be getting an intuitive hit. Your muse might be on overdrive saying, whoa, okay? And one of the beautiful things about the sun with Mercury retrograde right now, it actually begins a new 100-day Mercury cycle. New Mercury cycles begin when the sun is with Mercury retrograde. So you want to be listening for where are new ideas coming? Are you getting clarity about next steps to go forward with in the next 3 to 4 months? It could be a project. It could be an idea. It could be a new direction with your work, a new direction with your relationships. It's like you might just be getting a huge download from mystery. Okay, so listen deeply. Listen to be touched by the unknown. What's coming at you? Okay. And also, with the new moon eclipse squaring Neptune, it's challenging you. The wounded side or the difficult side of Neptune is when this part of us is suffering, this archetypal energy is suffering, we get into a victim stance. We get overwhelmed. We feel just discombobulated. And we just like feel pervious to everybody's energy. So if you feel like you're carrying someone else's stories about you or about life, get rid of it. Snap out of your stupor. Snap out of the old stuff and let it go and lean in to the new ideas for your life and for the world. Powerful, powerful energy. And then on Sunday, June 13th, the sun is square Neptune at 23 degrees of Gemini Pisces. So it continues that theme that I talked about with the new moon eclipse. Now the sun is exactly squaring 90 degrees away, means there's some tension between the archetypes. So this hero, heroine, shine the light, the illuminated awareness of who you are, has some tension with your Neptune energies. So it can be a challenge to shine the light on self-deception. And also one of the challenges with the Neptune part of ourselves in the world, we can get caught under spells and self-deception and game playing and really hoodwinked. So it's like shining a light if that's happening. It also can be a very powerful time to say, I have these visions and dreams, these intuitive hits. Maybe something came in with the new moon eclipse on the 10th. Let's shine the light with the mind, Gemini. What can I go forward with? How can I move with this? Okay. Then I also want to give a heads up what's coming next week. I'm going to talk about Monday, June 14th now in this week's podcast because it's so significant. On Monday, June 14th, we have the second exact Saturn square Uranus cycle at 13 degrees of Aquarius and Taurus. Saturn is retrograde right now, meaning it looks like it goes backwards. There's three exact times that Saturn is 90 degrees or squaring Uranus this year. The first one was February 17th, and the last one is December 24th. This is the dominant key archetypal astrological cycle of 2021. So I want to review with you what this can mean for you in your personal life and in the collective life. And I want to go back to my colleague at Astro Butterfly and read to you what she said about the Uranus, the Saturn square Uranus cycle. She says, Saturn square Uranus, the long process of change. You may not be aware of the things in your life and inside of you that change right now, but you can bet that there is a massive rewiring going on in the background. In February, June, and December 2021, the themes of the Saturn-Uranus square will become more clear, but keep in mind that this is an ongoing process. Saturn and Uranus couldn't be more different. However, the paradox is that they work well together. If we look at the order of planets in our solar system, Uranus follows Saturn, so there is a continuity theme there. Once the Saturn work is done, Uranus is the one that takes over from Saturn. Uranus comes with the promise of freedom and enlightenment, but the path to freedom and enlightenment goes through Saturn. We may all be free conscious beings by design, but we are simply not aware of this until we master Saturn. As Glinda, the good witch, said, "You always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself. There are no shortcuts to Uranus. We must do the Saturn work first." Saturn is the last planet visible to the naked eye and rules over time in the material world. Uranus is the first invisible planet, which means we cannot see it without a telescope. That's why Uranus is associated with things that are invisible. The sky, intuition, divine insight, things that are immaterial, things that transcend matter. Uranus gives us the promise that there is more to life than the material world as we know it. Saturn and Uranus have opposite functions. Saturn creates structures. Uranus breaks these structures so that a new superior order can emerge. Saturn's energy is contracting and stabilizing. Saturn glues things together. No wonder it rules the knees and the joints in the human body. Uranus, on the other hand, represents a need for freedom and change. Uranus transits bring sudden and unexpected breakdowns and breakthroughs, flashes of insight and awakenings, rebellion and revolution. Uranus's energy is unpredictable and electrifying, stirring things up and creating excitement and relentlessness. Now, Uranus is in Taurus, Saturn is in Aquarius. So they're seeing things from completely different lenses. Uranus through the grounding, earthy Taurus lens, and Saturn through the intellectual, freedom-seeking Aquarius lens. The clash of these two titans can produce extreme tension and crisis in our society and impact our lives as individuals, either directly or indirectly. So essentially, these two archetypes, so now I'm speaking as Sheila, these two archetypes in their dance in the heavens this year is challenging us to break down and break through the old constricted structures, the old, this is the way we've always done it, and dream into new radical ways to change things. And fundamentally, whenever an archetypal energy or a planet is in Taurus, it wants practical results. Uranus in Taurus, breakdowns, breakthroughs, revolution for the sake of practicality and functionality. Whenever a planet or an archetype is in Aquarius, it wants the greatest good for all. It wants revolution. It wants innovation. It wants egalitarianism. So here's Saturn, the one who built structures, saying, I want to build a new order of society. I want to build a new way for community and society to be so there is fairness for all. And we can feel this in our own individual lives, and we can feel it totally in the world channel. So what does it mean for you? Now in the middle of this big cycle, the second big square with Monday, June 14th of Saturn square Uranus, Saturn is retrograde. So it's in this review cycle. So I invite you to take stock for the whole year, but particularly since February, where have you been seeing personally in your own lives, your own life, the deep radical upheaval, and where you know you need to make a more just life. It has to be more free and equal for all concerned. That's your inner characters. Be more free and loving for your own inner characters, but also in the world, for society, for neighbors, for friends, for human beings, for the earth itself. And where can you be more radical in a good way, in a practical way? Practical radicalness, practical breakthroughs. So pay attention to that. This is a very big cycle, and this is the time we're getting the next exact hit on Monday, June 14th. I want you to know because it's such a big energy. Now, this big Saturn-Uranus cycle, one of its deepest gifts is it says, listen. Listen for what's beyond your known reality, the way you've always done it. Cultivate the skills to listen, to be touched to the places where you have never been. Okay? To be touched by the unknown. And all the solar eclipse in Gemini, with its connection to Neptune, with faith and vision, and the shining the light on where you're in self-deception, let it go and go into a deeper knowing, a deeper listening. Create that Taurus ground and structure from your radical strength and your own unique way of tracking and listening. Cultivate that. So I complete this podcast with a potent poem from William Stafford called Listening. Listening. My father could hear a little animal's step or a moth in the dark against the screen, and every far sound called the listening out into places where the rest of us had never been. More spoke to him from the soft, wild night than came to our porch for us on the wind. We would watch him look up and his face go keen till the walls of the world flared, widened. My father heard so much that we still stand, inviting the quiet by turning the face, waiting for a time when something in the night will touch us too from that other place. So, dear ones, my prayer for you this week is that you listen, you get quiet, and you wait for a time for something in your own inner night to touch you from another place, to give you a sense of new direction, and to give you the courage to keep making the radical changes you know you need to make. Thank you, as always. Bless your alchemical journey. Thanks for your ongoing support. Look for more resources at my website, astrologyalchemy.com.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.